The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. LNG Canada has now surpassed the 70% completion mark on construction in Kitimat. With this announcement, CEO Jason Klein discussed some of the impacts that the LNG site build has had on Kitimat and surrounding communities, such as population growth, as well as discussing LNG's aims to handle local emissions. So Klein explained what the next steps look like and why next year we'll see an increase in workers.
The first half of next year, we should have most all the modules here, but then it's a very intense program of hooking up those modules, testing everything, and then commissioning it system by system. And that's why we hit our peak workforce in Kitimat next year, when we've got everything here and we're hooking it all up. That's our most intense period.
Klein says that they are expecting an estimated total of 7,500 working on the site next year to test and work on the 191 modules needed to run the facility. Although Klein says they won't all be on site at the same time, Klein described what LNG has done to mitigate the effects of an increase in population in Kitimat and Terrace.
So we've invested to date over $10 million in Kitimat and Terrace on enhancing infrastructure. And some of that's in hospitals, some of it's in emergency response equipment and other things. We are in very regular conversations with the District of Kitimat, with Terrace, with the First Nations about what are the impacts, what are we doing to mitigate them. And, you know, there are, particularly as we think about the operations phase, the construction phase is a time-bound thing. But when we talk about that 40 years, we're going to have 250 to 350 people to operate this facility. We have conversations about the issues that really are meaningful to everyone: childcare, education, housing, traffic, and those are conversations we're engaged with, and we work with government agencies, communities on housing and childcare and healthcare and all these issues, because that's where, for the average person living in this community, that's where the impact is going to be felt, and that's what we want to try to get ahead of.
Klein also described the relationship between LNG and Indigenous communities in Canada that will be impacted by the project.
LNG Canada has really proud and grateful for the relations we have with the First Nations, not only the Haisla here, but the nations stretching from Terrace all the way to the Pacific Ocean. And we have relations with all those nations and agreements in place to look at the impacts that each nation is focused on. And I would say some nations were really focused on workforce development, so we've done a lot on workforce development. Some nations, particularly the maritime ones that where the ships, are really concerned about things like spill response, so we've worked with those nations on spill response. Some nations are looking for contracting opportunities, and so we've worked on contracting opportunities, and we've awarded $3.8 billion in contracts and procurement in BC, and $3 billion of that has been either local or First Nations here.
Elected Chief Counselor Crystal Smith of the Haisla Nation explained some of the examples of the impacts that the Haisla community has felt from the partnership.
There have been many, many benefits that we're seeing today that have been impacting our community for actually many years prior to the final investment decision. We're seeing impacts in regards to employment opportunities that lead to careers with LNG Canada. We are seeing essentially the revenues being generated to the community through whether it be through the impact benefit agreement or through contracts obtained by our joint venture partners. The revenue streaming into our community is used for program and service development. Specifically speaking, one that definitely is a huge highlight of mine personally is our investment into our culture and language. For the first time ever in our history, we're able to provide funds that initially are to revitalize and save our language and our culture within our community. So we have a department that focuses solely doing that for our membership.
Smith also described what the partnership looks like between the Haisla Nation and LNG Canada.
The relationship that has been established between Haisla Nation Council and LNG Canada is one of a proponent-based. where essentially we're engaged at a level of having a share and a say within the project through impact benefit agreements that we have with both LNG Canada and Coastal GasLink.
Through the partnership, the Haisla Nation was able to establish the Cedar LNG project, which is a proposed way to produce LNG with the consideration for the local community and environment. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.